And back now with Day to Day, I'm Noah Adams. If you're looking to avoid the holiday shopping rush, we're talking about Christmas here, you had better hurry. It seems a lot of the big national retail chains aren't waiting for the traditional Thanksgiving kickoff to the season this year. They'd prefer to have you buy at this moment. Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon joins us. Bob, why so early, so soon?
Well, if anything, Noah, it's probably on account of $2.50, $3 a gallon gasoline, and you've also got the prospect of big heating bills that much of the country will be facing all too soon. So that raises the real threat to retailers that our money is going to be going elsewhere, especially once the weather turns colder. So they're trying to get out front, and they're drumming up business as soon as they can. Take the granddaddy of the retail business, Walmart stores, for example. The New York Times reports today that the holiday shopping campaign for Walmart in recent years has started 2 or 3 weeks from now. Well, this year, Walmart is kicking things off today. And for several weeks now, retail analysts have been predicting that there's going to be discounting all around to get the inventories moving and to keep holiday sales up.
Well, are they so worried that they will not be putting as much in their warehouses and on their shelves as they normally do?
Good question. I guess it depends on who you talk to on that. Today's New York Times story says some retailers are actually canceling parts of their orders because they're afraid of being overstocked. Paper doesn't give any specifics on that, though, and I talked to Bernard Sands retail analyst Richard Hastings about it today. He specializes on watching the movement of inventories, and Hastings says he's not hearing those kinds of reports about canceled orders, but he does expect to see price competition.
What's going to happen is it's going to be more promotional. Prices will come down a little bit. People are going to go shopping, and the holiday season's a little bit blurry. It starts earlier all the time, and it ends later all the time. I wouldn't be as worried as everybody wants to make me.
Another thing Hastings points out, sure, it may cost a little more to borrow this year, but he thinks people will always ring up the holidays on their charge cards, and he says don't count consumer spending out too quickly.
Well, let me be really cynical here. They're starting early because they're just greedy. They just want all of our money right now.
Well, I think the retailers would argue against that. They, after all, are just trying to make the stockholders happy. Richard Hastings told me that this is just a natural progression of the way that the retailing cycle's been evolving for years now.
As far as I'm concerned, we are now looking at a pan-holiday event that starts around Labor Day, and then it really gets going at Halloween. That seems to be the real gateway to the big holiday season. And it really doesn't end until Valentine's Day.
And as far as what the motivator is, I did ask Hastings about that. He suggested an anthropologist would be better suited to answer that question. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into the strong possibility that blackberries may be taken off the market in the U.S. Not the fruit, we're talking about the digital variety of blackberry.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. It's produced by American Public Media.